Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Sing it for the last time. You are the King above all the earth. Oh, you are the King, hey, above all the earth. Kabio, Kabio,
Kabio.
We declare you are the Kabio, see. Good morning to all of you, ladies and gentlemen. What a beautiful morning. This is the W3 service. W3 means word, worship, and wonders. It is a joy to bring you this live broadcast service. We are transmitting live from Isaac and Comfort Amponsa Memorial Temple in the city of Accra. It is my pleasure to welcome all of you and celebrate God for the life He has given you. And even as I go to my foundation scripture, we're going to be with you from now until we bring the curtain down on this at the top of the hour. This is Sweet Melodies 94.3 FM. We are live also on GN Television, live on Facebook, live on YouTube, and live on podcast. My name is Kofi Odro. I'm going to be your preacher this morning. Our foundation scripture is John chapter 12, verses number 20 and 21. John the 12th chapter. The 20th and 21st verses. John chapter 12, verses 20 and 21. The Bible said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we are here to see Jesus. We wish to see Jesus. We demand to see Jesus. We request to see Jesus. We place a strong acknowledgement to have audience with the Christ." Having read you that, I will proceed further and read Luke chapter 21, verses 34, 35, and 36. The Bible said, "Take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the curse of this life, and so that they come upon you unawares. For as a snare, it shall come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch ye therefore, pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man." May the Lord bless the reading of His word. But allow me for some few weeks now, or few months now, possibly we're not yet 2 months yet. I have been making a subject from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 10 and 11. 2 Timothy, 2nd book of Timothy, the 3rd chapter, the 10th and 11th verses. The Bible said, "Thou have fully known my doctrine and my manner of life, my purpose, my faith, long suffering, charity or love, patience, persecutions, affliction, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, Lystra." What persecution? He repeats the word. What persecutions I endured. But out of them all, the Lord delivered me. I read this again. "You have known my doctrine," or my teaching, my presentation, just like the Bible was talking about in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and from verse number 1, he presented a discourse of God's word. He said, "Brethren, when I came unto you, I did not come with the excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God." In other words, he had a message, he had a content, he had a testimony to declare. In verse number 2, he said, I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ. In other words, my message was not going to be any other person, or my message is not going to be predicated on any other subject but Jesus. I am going to retain the confines and the parameters of the message. I am going to limit and reduce it, not to too many things except Jesus Christ. The Bible said, and him crucified. I am going to make sure that the message is Christ, just like the apostle said, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering being made conformable unto his death. The only reason why I come here to worship is Jesus, not the preacher, not the preacher. Yeah, I am not here to celebrate somebody's popularity. I'm not here to celebrate because... No, I am here because of the Son of God, the bread of life, the way, the truth, the life. No man cometh unto the Father except through Jesus Christ, the healer, the miracle worker, the heart fixer, the bridge builder, the covenant keeping God, the faith rewarding God. Yeah. The man who went everywhere doing good. The mighty healer, he healed the lepers. When the cripples saw him, they walked. I want to see Jesus. Dear wa kani pabum. Enyani ya wa hitini pem. Dear wa kani pa. Inna afamne wa nyani ya wa yini pem. Yeah. I want to see Jesus. Watimimua. I become a better person. Say heaven be anyhow. And I'm pose hell be anyhow. And I'm pose atem will be anyhow. And I'm pose anyhow. I still want to be a Christian. Yeah, I want to still be a Christian. I want to bro for no American. I still want to be a Christian. I still want to. The reason, ladies and gentlemen, is because being a Christian has made me a better person. Even though I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, I forget about all the things that are behind and I press on toward the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. The amazing thing is that even though I am still a woman and a man under construction, he is still working on my temper. He is still working on my attitude and my conduct, and he is still working on my habits. He is still working on my demeanor, on my caliber. He is still working. Even though I am not there yet, he is still molding me and shaping me. He is still taking flesh out of me. Even though he is still helping my frailty and my vulnerabilities and my... He is still what I want to see Jesus. Bring the message to the Christ. And Kitensen Wunu from the pulpit. Tell me the mind of God. Tell me Christ and his salvation. Let this nation hear about Jesus. Not my bosom can kind of. Tell me about Christ Jesus. Yeah. Christ. Any of you am one wife? Huh? A car common qua. Kasabre comfort John Sobo. Jesus! Many pa, any be, or many papo, or many penny banner hosso. Yeah. Will be our 1 year, so bay ye any time. Yeah. Bay ye any time. Bay, and you bay ye and gonna say, we did yana, you know, too very moon. I keep telling you, if I have something and you have the same thing, and you don't want yours, you want mine. That is witchcraft. Yeah. I see a lot of witchcraft in church. I see witchcraft in government. Yeah. I'm not talking about only this government, all successive government. They are in tithe, in suit, and yet he's a wizard. Yeah. The character traits they are exhibiting is clear as Jezebelic and Luciferian. Yeah. I want to talk to you that this system are three systems put together in which I am living in: the Babylonian system, the Luciferian system, and the, you know, Jezebelic system come together in this entire bloodshed It's easy. Black say ye kemuja edibimu tugu. It's easy. Say a good amen. You're looking amazing this morning. May I have the honor to ask you to take your seats and, you know, thank you very much. Clap your hands for these lovely people. May I have the scripture back, talking about 2 Timothy and the 3rd chapter, the 10th and 11th verses. And, you know, I look at verse number 11 carefully, and he is talking about persecution. Persecution. Persecutions as not one. The time I'm living in is so pertinent. So crucial, so important. I'm living in a very dangerous time. This is the same period that Apostle Paul said in Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 15 to 17. This was what he was referring to. Yeah, he was referring to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15. And he said, see that you walk circumspectly. Turn it into GNT. Let's look at it carefully. Let's look at it carefully. See that you walk circumspectly. Yeah. He said, be careful how you live. Every born again Christian, when you're GD for no, every born again, yeah, see, don't live like ignorant people, but like wise people. This is the generation you cannot afford to be upset. You cannot afford to speak capriciously. You cannot afford to make, you know, dangerous decisions. This is a very crazy, you know, generation. In another version, possibly the Message version, I will pick up this, you know, and said, watch your step. Use your head. Oh, use your head. Use your head, because a lot of people are not using their head, especially in Africa. You know, look at the trucks that have been going under these bridges, and they will load these things and they get stuck. And when they get stuck, a mate goes with a hammer and a chisel and they begin to, you know, chisel a bridge. I'm telling you, Adiabatua. I'm telling you. That is what happens. You can chisel and walk away freely. Until one day, one person just does it, and he becomes the scapegoat, and he goes to pay all the bill that other people have done, and just walk away. You know, I look, use your head! I'm looking at these young ladies, they receive a proposal, and all that, I love you girl, I want to marry you, and all that kind of thing. And then it turns out sour, because you need now. I'm serious. When I look at the Christians, we are very quick to make friends. And the next thing, we start fighting among ourselves. And we will fight for a long time. While souls are perishing, we are busy in church. Church fighting against church. Pastor fighting against pastor. It's so amazing. I'm looking. It's so amazing. Very interesting discourse. Very, very interesting discourse, ladies and gentlemen. Fighting useless battles against ourselves. Whilst people are perishing, we are here busy fighting over whether that church, the pastor belong to MPP or NDC. Whilst people are perishing, we are busily prophesying in interest of NDC and MPP. What a waste. 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 When we reduce the pulpit to MPP and DC. What a waste! What a waste! I didn't come to church to hear nonsense. Let me because I'm I'm living in times where persecution. I am not only talking about. No, I am not only talking about that. We are going to live. Every day, let me catch on. And I've said it many times. Very soon, you will come and meet a man sleeping with a woman on the altars of God. Very soon, you will go to church and a woman is sleeping with a man on the altar. Very soon. You have now started kissing. Very soon you will be taking off clothes. Very soon the altar of God will become a bed. Very soon. Because it is a time of persecutions. It is a time of temptation. It is a time that the yenese we jina wano suwa nhiya obeshiya se kese. Kese. Enye ketua. I'm telling, this is what I am telling the preachers, the prophets, Mama Menina ho, Mama Menim koma wadi eho, Mama Menim komu fi eho, Mama Menim komu ma eho, whilst your children are growing and they are teenagers, Mama Menim koma ho, or else you will be preaching to the people in church and your own children are not born again and they are not Christians and they are not even the hearers and people that comply and obey the message you are preaching. Therefore, that is why he's saying live circumspectly, not as people who are fools but wise, redeeming the times, because the days in which we are living are evil. And I'm still in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse number 15. I think I moved to 16. Yeah, in verse number 16 in King James Version, the Bible said, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Evil days. Last week I showed the F5 pictures of a woman that had been hacked by her own husband. Named this particular woman. I'm living in a time where we have enemies of the cross. Yeah, enemies of the church of God, enemies of the word of God, enemies of the altar of God. And most of these enemies are the preachers who are preaching, have turned into enemies against the God they are preaching. You will not believe it, but this is an oxymoron or a contradiction that is happening right now. Enemies of the pulpit, enemies of Christ and God, enemies, you know, that if anybody is even preaching the mind of God, the heart of God, that person becomes an enemy. Becomes an enemy. That kind of proclivity. This, because this generation itself is like Judges chapter 2 and verse number 10. We have become a generation who have forgotten. The Bible said in Judges, the second chapter, the 10th verse, the Bible said, and also all that generation were gathered unto their fathers, or they died, and were there arose another generation after them which knew not the Lord, neither yet the works which he had done in Israel. Now I am living in a generation who doesn't know God. It doesn't know the God of the Bible and the works that he did among our fathers, like Hidahosa. We don't know the God of Kwesiamuakon. We don't know the God of Apostle Yebua. We don't know the God of Apostle Enim. We cannot call, you know, this generation, I'm so far away. To the point that now it is eating into the pulpit. Proverbs chapter number 30 describes this generation very, very well. Proverbs 30 verse 11, the Bible said, there is a generation that curseth their father and doeth not bless their mother. There is a generation that is pure in their own eyes, and yet it is not washed from their filthiness. There is a generation, oh, how lofty are their eyes and their eyelids. The Bible said, oh yeah, there is a generation like that. The Bible continues to say, there is a generation whose teeth are sharp as swords, and whose jaws and jaw teeth are like knives to devour the poor from off the earth. There is a generation to devour the needy from among men. There is a generation, yeah, who will curse a father to their face. It in your voice here, our internet right now, it is prophetically declared there is a generation who will curse Omukuru Mumaini. Yeah. There is a generation who will curse Omumampeni. There is a generation who will curse, you know, the bishop, the archbishop, and all stuff like that. There is a generation. There is a generation. This generation is so much. 3 weeks ago, almost 3 weeks ago, in the Volta region, a very reputable church, I may not and cannot, because of the investigation of the police, I cannot mention their names. Sofo and Eneire, a preacher and his wife, they were killed. In their mission house. That is the evil of this generation. And nunti and ankrofo banu omokekense nguru from the pulpit. Because the Christ, the message Christ, and all it means such a new pattern. Every sum any sum nyuma at the neighbor hemu mane be emphaso. Go into the house. Ekoye ankrofo drone mubia. Yenne ene ya no ene nam baby ena osu abe jujwa kofi odura enka ubibeti miyate ya siye to a particular point, but how come sofo penimu 62 years neyire 57 years they stripped them naked, they butchered them, they transofu niti friso look the door. I'm going to open him and I'm going to gate in Wabontene. And yeah, fair papa suffers. I sorry my obia. Said your AI bank cry. I sorry no muna muni my son. You know, very great church. You know, we grew up knowing them as a wonderful church. Yeah. It woman bank cry be a program no money at the end to move Pablo Kono. A word dana no woman you say be bank cry. Send us off in a year good them and we move no air home. Yeah, they've killed the man of God. Now they want to even destroy the reputation of their mortal remains. Killed a man of God. Baby was sunyani yefreho abisim. Asimbia siwa abisim. A young man that is a radio presenter in a radio station on a radio station that is in Sunyane. The police suspected because a young boy, a twin, had been missing, and they believe that the young man, I have pictures, but because it is too graphic for this morning and it is it will be interfering with the investigation of the police, so I can't show you. Now Michelle, this boy, a young boy, twin, and a police investigator. Omu treli ya kokopie radio presenter or T radio. So akweba na wa Kenya mesemwa wa sakra ubesa sakre biyo. Akweba nu wa tiyemwa ubejiru. Before obeying his personal and semwa obe kafanya mehono wa obe unu se wan sakra. Yet, watch him burn some. Therefore, we can have preachers who are devil incarnates. We can have prophets who don't know the Lord at all. We can have people who are professing to have a form of godliness. Yet, they would deny the power thereof. I'm serious. Now, boy, you call here for you have any demo. You call not twin now. Yeah, where we know I hear no nanny found that demo. Ye be in the fridge, any petimiansa. 3 heads. I'm not talking about Nigeria, because it's normally in Nigeria you can hear some of these crazy stories. I am talking about Sunyane Abisim. Ye trendy pamien senti, eshe fridge, a sorrow, and a see honor, any pan nine, any pansa, or any pan mema, bema. Injun steak. Penis! Ya chichin who are robbing mu bibri. Penis! A man's penis! Ya dick! As my make our CV, whoop us over this. Many Americans have one as CV, best or the best. What bear me, dear! And your back, when you're near the Achicho Lunca robber home. Many! Mopa me, ya chirim. Many of them. As you should free them. Who can find a way?
Where did you get
the penis of a man? A man nufu. A chucha she shall rob him. And a chef free jase. Meka gana how?
I'm telling you.
Bibiba. And you ma me dey me radio program. It is a very interesting. So Osebuat and God bless you, sir. Anwanwasembesisi.
I semwa ebanu the Bible says, pray always that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Put the scripture back. And it is Luke chapter number 21, verses number 34. The Bible said, take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the cares of this life. So that day, and so that day come upon you on our words. For as a sinner, the day is coming as a sinner. Young yo, the Bia me catch it all. If it's any Pabia, you assume if you did, who sorry, no pansana, we do, one number with Dika and Dika reform, and San were two, and number with Dika, a Bia, not Fakua, when Naiko Sieno, Fidiani Bidaho, one grand go to Fidiani. So, wouldn't I mean Nancro for planet? People are thinking about you, and yet you do not know. Don't be naive. When Nimia and Heleshi, no, yeah, I I'm telling you the word of God and the mind of God. The king is coming again. But the Bible said there will be wicked times. Wicked!
A boy and a boy in the phone that them. And yet, trendy pummy and septi. A she fridge him. Now, yet, trendy papa could eat the phone. Now, fridge him, a yinipa qua. The parts of a human being were laying in that particular room. Ladies and gentlemen, this morning, Jesus said on the mountain in Matthew chapter 24, verse number 3, when the disciples came unto him, the Bible said he was on the mountain of Olives, and privately they asked him, he said, tell us, Master, what shall be the sign of your coming, and what shall be the sign of the end of the world? And Jesus opened his mouth and began to expostulate and elicitate and touch the word of God. And he said, you know, be careful. The same word in Luke chapter number 21, verse number 34. He said, take heed that no man deceive you. Alabaster. I'm serious. Open our bag. I am your pastor. My name Jezebel Manuel Wahan. And I'm name Lucifer Manso Waha. Pianiye! Mente wone tiye! Lucifer Mawaha. Babu sefaku radim meshiano. Na bon samon so meshiao. Yeah, I should be a fool to think that everybody came here to serve God. I should be a fool. There are people who are sitting here with cameras and recorders. There are people who are sitting here listening. If I will say something against government and then they can make a case out of it. There are people sitting here who are my snare. Me feel some fault here. Yes! Oh, you can clap your hands, people. Give Jesus a clap offering. Yeah.
You should not understand. So will be what Abruchi, a friend of Gilbert Dyer. When you power report to charity commissions, I mean investigative papay, a two papay as every United Kingdom, no can I sort it all.
Yeah, you should be a fool as a pastor to think that everybody sitting in church came to worship and they came to church. You as a believer, as a child of God, you should be ridiculous to think that all the people that are smiling with you are friends. And I should be, you know.
telling this also. When people are following you on social media, 1K, 2K, you should be a fool to think that all these people are my admirers. There are people who have come on your page to make a case. I am telling you, not every predator chasing a prey is a follower. Not any lion or a cheetah chasing an antelope is a follower. They are chasing you to consume you. They may be chasing you to eat you up. They may be chasing you to take you out. They may be chasing you to finish you. I am serious. Somebody can join a church and can join Bible school and can want to be a pastor in Alabaster only with an agenda. I'm seriously talking to somebody right now. TR70BPA, I'm in my software start year near chain near me. I'm telling you. Papa Penimu, and then the men, you know, have become so popular and all that. He was poisoned. Papa, poisoned. It took 2 weeks to work. It may not look like it. I hear it came from the bile of a crocodile. When you put me tonight, say, or peden chamboyuma. Now what do you come be? Obi to be true, obi sheni fridge. Ah, you are living in dangerous times. Mawanimra also, you are living in a dangerous time. Obi to be sheni ni ni no the second to ni minimum. Papa suffers, ga suffer peni mu, suffer pani. Ah, obi ya wedi 63, 62 years. Enka yehuna papa, I salute you, sir. Any day, na e di ama papa sofo. Uti mi cross off fear the second go twenty tisa akoko. Any mwa wa se buwu some punchin, buwu some kramai. This gentleman, I have wept. You know, for the past 2 weeks, I am looking, you know, at the obituaries of young people. 26, 29, and when you look at these guys, there is a preacher that will be buried next Saturday. 39 ages like that. What is wrong? Because when you break the hedge, the serpents will bite. The hedges have been broken. Upe ubi kuno unche upe ubi ire unche ofa krono diye unche udiye unche adwen fi adwen money to umu unche menfa utong so no amobon menfa utong so no amobon. You can clap those hands. Give Jesus glory. A teacher will be near the national freedom. Show me any one son of them. I had a rubber. I teach you how to achieve freedom. So, we'll be real. So, we'll be minimal. So, we'll be no achia to twa who. It is just up to you. When you are bare, my name was the second child. And the robber church in one she freed him. These people! One more take a car, see him now when he brew away. One he brew away! I'm sick! That be a catch the young girls. If you're in one for what, come on, my gun, I'm punching. I'm punching. So watch him. I said, you're very, no, or very, I will rob any knock out. This is what they will do. I'm telling you. And I'm going to tell you 5 things this morning. I know you are boy, you know. Serious. When Jesus was preaching, you know, on that particular thing, he said, be careful that no man deceive you. Deception will be on the very height. It will come from politics. It will go to church. It will go to the marketplace. It will go to the corporate world and all that kind of thing. It will be in business and all that. Deception will be there. People will be deceivers. Well, preach any me, ye boy, yeah, what you can grow 40. Who call what you radio sooner or Kenya, Miss Emma. It is. And you will be our team radio, so you can you will be a Regina Bontrins, so you will be a Watia, sorry, you will be a Tiani, one got off with him. I'm serious. Yeah, one got off with him. And he said very clearly in verse number 5, he said, for many shall come in my name. They will come in my name. They shall deceive many, and they will say, I am Christ. They say, I am Christ. That kind of thing. You know, I am Jesus Christ. Look at verse number 6. And they proceed further. And ye shall hear wars and rumors of wars. Look at what is going on in Afghanistan right now. There is no nation that is miserable. Not even Yemen as Afghanistan right now. That, you know, when I looked at the pictures on the television. People falling off from planes because the Taliban is in town. And the Taliban will kill you. Taliban tese Boko Haram. Or Chiriwo Babaya 11 years. They don't care. You know, they are wicked, wicked people. It will be a journey. Will be a journey or through plane, no bo plane. The plane, the two and the Korean. Now, if you want to me, woman, who are German, who are better from new. This is the times in which I'm living in. The Bible calls it perilous times. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse number 1. The Bible said, this know also that in the last days, the Bible said perilous times or difficult times, times of persecutions, times of adversity will come. The Bible said men will be lovers of themselves in verse number 2. And the Bible said they will be covetous, boasters, proud. They will be blasphemous, disobedient to parents, unthankful. People will be unholy. Yeah, that is why you can see even on the altar of the church of God, a preacher, a vicar, a priest can kiss young girls. Me, you know, when we were saying some of these, people say, oh, yeah, nyabotre, oh, yeah, sofu, ensehunu, ensehunu, tianiye. Why are you so? Ene wunhunu ni yensunsun ye ne ye kwasi anchere chere ubeko jimi na ye de awurade fie e jimi ba kono instrumentalist ya edo na ye de yampon sense so economy dia na boys ibu atopa in church sofu mu abeko na jimi ya. The reason is because of many yare and an insurance so yare. Oh, you can't clap. Yeah, because we all don't want the truth. But my way yare and an insurance so yare. When you have a young girl, you have a daughter, you must be extra protective. And yes, sir, will be best a girl in life. I don't understand why Ghanaians cannot wake up to the protection of their young girl. Tell me if you drew. Nah, Sophie, I have filmed it, and the video goes viral. Who shot it? Saying, I take my child to school. Teacher for her, bring the camera, Sam. Let me say something. Teacher for from secondary schools to JHS. Any man sleeping with somebody's daughter, as I see when just so. Adia Beto, me say, Babushi, I'm for begging my woman to be in tears. Adia need to be chill. I'm telling you the mind of God. You know, kwasi a wunu a mu a mu no muhuano no. Ubi di ne ba ba se chire na di na wo fabo frano. Fabo frano. I'm telling you, ufa ubi ba University. Na lecture. Oh, sir. Oh, sir. Sir, who draw draws? Sir, who bua topa? Who be by yase? Sir, are you the toa ever son a son? It didn't a professor see fine check. We're calling a shen a robber. No, I drun so no see a kunyum. Now we see her. I can see a barber shen a no. Masuke! And ever musu ono. Teacher for a fat girls and the boys. When we deep boys eat too mu. I'm telling you. I remember I'm wearing my name is. Yeah! Samudi Trumo Ghana Mudi Trumo Trumo Musica Libre and Timupe Trumu Trumu Fuska. You know, we'll make and all that. We are having consultation. Didn't see no. Having the event consultation. At the end consultation, no. Same Gina, hey, I'm Sir Steve. Bye with Trumo. I can't read. Go to the secondary schools. Boys, you did Trumu to say you are my brother. Reach hospital, 37. Hospital. Anal infections. Enipa wo mutu mu apro. Go and see, because I'm living in a perilous time. I'm seriously living in a perilous time. Adifin, adifon, and on a generation impe. Senka me Kenya msemu yi, enye ya senya, oh, if I come up for that. Debiya come up for that. Ya jimmy ya mwa. If we ask and to happen, so you go see jimmy. The Bible said, "We need to be a father soon." You hear and so they hint up. Okay, Kenya, I'm saying, "Was you the atom? Who did the atom?" Emma, three quotation. Only three men from Kwechiri. Me matre. Me can't be a father my home. Me can't be a father my home. Jeremiah chapter 4, verse number 22. The Bible said, "If he said, 'Me my Jimmy.'" Na wunime, oye mangwa siya foye uboni unyansa fo papa wunim. Okan weye wase onho. Edi atem. Udi watem fahe. Say amen. Let me pick up this one. From Book of Psalms. And then I bring my message to a close. Say amen. Hallelujah. I'll quote this one from Psalm 94, verse number 8. Psalm 94, verse 8. We, yam nam churoye, understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will you be wise? When will you be wise? Yeah. It's brofono yet, ye chini yet, was for men were jimmy for. Yeah, mun into ya sem kwasi ya fu da bena mube huno de. Da bena mube jai got a mun near. Da bena mube jai beach in near. Da bena mube jai bola ya tugu e yi got a mu. Jabena mu mube jai sa won nama bonten wa row draws na wo jonso egu kwa ho. Da bang and a mube jai no. Da bena be jai look to work away jumem about 34. Singer 918. Sa ye no, a buy a ball machine, a payment, a bit me a seat. Who were yans away? Say yans away, who? Mimi book quotation will be the yellow to number. Book quotation, sir. I wait, the aqua, a ye, a befa, a befa, a bebo, a bonsoir, midbiba call ye try it, a man. May ye tight a man, no boy, no, say, my bema tight in tea, intiming canocre. See the cacra, ye be near DNT, ye intiming canocre, and the enemy is having a field day. Yeah, field day. Serious. And I'm a kumetumuja. Kumetumuja. Ubi a wewe school. Unimadie. Ubi timia ye yemfanda. Ete said ye. Ubi kope sofo. E wo big churches. O asori ni mo sum. O wo yi. O pese. Ye ni interview ni ye fano. Ku Trinity College. No ku siyansu. Yemfanda. Beko nam penifu ya ne wo. Sana wo sifo service mo. Ubi ye bi 65. Esu oko pension. O si mi ye 54. Fadi ya nane nse wo so. Namrantie gufie. It is a say chrono ye high, betting ye high, prostitution ye high. Namisuro ni wo menimo, eni pensuro tu obe kodie besinsi. This is how wild people have become. Instead of our leaders to become creative, deep, innovative, bright minds and put up ideas together, create jobs, put all these guys to work. No! All they are thinking is about elections. How to win elections. How to win elections. You see, I do election. How to win election. How to win election, how to make money, how to campaign. Now we are to a baby and grow for a baby in a whole 2024. Yes, yeah, you know, Yadia Bayena Pania, Ghana, we are over 36 million. Pania Baku, a baby, I see 240. 36, I need 214 and I'm million, 100,000 and I'm. Come on, be real. Be real. This thing is killing people. Be real. Now container be about is here on a year 213 doses. What about 30 million people? When will they be vaccinated? 30 million. Ya to talk down your girls who are easily gone. No more can see us today. Because you're suing me. Israel, if you are near to tune to my in honor of our sorry, and some wuno. God is asking me to tell this nation to repent. Correct the Kigami Yawo, a Yingrofu Cruz, Obe Bowensome, you will clap. Everybody must go to the Arab stream, a place like the seventh state of the United Emirates. Obi Arab, no, Kosku cry, Tianaka. So Ukosku, pay them Ukosku $5,000, $8,000 to go to school because they don't want their people, they don't want foreigners to take over their country and their people are, you know, empty heads. So they are taking their people to school. Their people are becoming the pilot, the businessmen, and all that kind of thing. Yet here and here we zoom. Yeah, five things I will tell you this morning. Be serious with Jesus. Yeah, 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7 in New King James. New King James. Be serious. Be serious. Looking up to Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. The Bible said, the end of all things have come. Therefore, be serious. Be very serious. Anybody bring you serious? Be serious. Maybe we are saying corner. Me to be one saying Jebia Yesu beba. The rapture. We can't wait. Man say oh Jami and say. But yeah, Juma Bob Brano na Yesu ba na Yesu ba. And there we be told Jani muna be one say na we can say one. I'm telling you. Be serious. What's what for Christ? So then I you ura no cry jinko enfeni akro. Will be back Christo mwa or Dania body of flotilla, maybe king. Say, as will be a Christo near Uncle Danny Boy in chain. Nebe mantana, Nuadriane Manu Sini near ma, and my bear man and ponen a yas sent in a drossumahuma, Tiny, and Uriano, sorry, Abetan Alabasta, Liba, Labana, Candele, Liba, and the Liba, Sidaba. Ushade papa. Yes, na mi hunu se sika won hu nti ma fa kwati kwa so na pen kom hye bi na mi ato so mi sibe so si he ye enhyire nim drum of bemi. I'm telling you the word of God, you know, and grofo, you know, e fa kwati kwa so no ma bu nkrofo in the name of the Lord. Me say wonche enti na so for 39 40 Re papa so for me nim Pentecost aso for presby aso for omokọ pension we ni ti hun na adwene we hun nu na otimi se nyame ni pani obi kọ ware wo se mom na ma mi nyira mo na wo de ne nsa gwo obi tu kwan wo se mom na ma mi nyira mo wo mo wo ho yen ri aso for die ya ye die die 39 ye nya stroke 42 na ye da adakam na ye abọke shiri ni yesu ye. The Lord has called him so o me die. The Lord was who he had the way then. Who will know where we know? Lord, or so what the way then. Think about it. The Lord said, Afro said, Bear the one anim yum twenty, he had trouble heaven one. I said, you know, Lord, or so what the way then. Such in our day, I dream fee, commanding ya, Montreal pro, Musubaya pro, Monia pro. I'm telling you, etimuni na. Telling you.
Isaiah chapter 1, verse 5.
Etimuni na yare.
Kumani na hujo. Timuni na yare. My message is coming to an end. Isaiah 1, 5. Etimuni na yare. Kumani na hujo.
Yeah. The entire head. The Bible said it's sick. The whole heart is faint.
It you know, verse number you know, the Bible was talking about verse number 15 was in a mom mammon sasuna mom pay do so me many hintamo. Freeze muja yemon some mama. When you spread your hands forth, I will hide my eyes from you, yea, for you. And when you make many prayers, I will not hear it because your hands are full of blood. Verse number 16 is very interesting verse. The Bible says, wash ye, make you clean, put away evil from your doings from before my eyes, and cease to do evil. Cease to do evil. Cease to do evil. If you are born again, cease to do evil. Verse number 17. The Bible said emphatically, you know, learn to do well. Monsieur Papaye, now more attention. Seek judgment. Relieve the oppressed. Judge the fatherless. Plead for the widow. And verse number 18, the Bible said, and come now, let us reason together. Now, mumre, na ye mumunyune, ya mumra amye ni, se mopone te sa damrema, mema na yese suchirema, e bris en krawa, men su oka hunye, if your sins be like scarlet, I will make it white as wool or snow, and though it be red as crimson, it shall be white as wool. The verse number 19, if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the best of the land. Se mopene na mopa, asa asinusu na panamube die, na se mampenea, if you rebel, the Bible said, the sword will divide. Move, sir, we are working. If you rebel, if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured.
Where? You see, you know, and you will not hear this sword. You see, you know,
now dollar is 6 cedis, 20 pesos. How can you do successful business with that? When in Dubai, exchange rate has never moved for the past 15 years. 15 years, it has never moved. It is 3.66, 3.65, 3.66, 3.65 for 15 years to the dollar. You can do stable business. Look at the way our businessmen are struggling. Go to Abu Shukai right now. Because the duty charges that the airban, this tells me that we are in perilous times. It will spare pass a short. Me no will cast spare pass a short. Yeah.
Spare pass a short term. Because we are living in perilous times. Yeah. And this is where I'm telling you, be serious with God. Number two, be prepared. Be prepared, because you will stand before the judgment seat of Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse number 10. But before I read verse 10, let me read from verse number 6. Before I read verse 10, very quickly, you know, the Bible said, therefore, always be confident, knowing this, that whilst we are home in this body, we are absent from the Lord. In other words, we are pilgrims and sojourners on earth. Don't confuse yourself. Ye chem. Adie na abetwam cause ya mudi ba ye ni na abetwam nta de papa me say woni pa wu na afi yesunso ananiem. I'm telling you, ye chem. A message has come to a close. Makadi ya chiro. They say me the Daniel 4:27 age na wanim Daniel 4:27 mama futu wonya wo fe. Wherefore, O King, let my counsel be acceptable unto thee, and break off thy sins with righteousness. And all that he is asking us to do, your time is ticking. I can't believe it. He said, oh, sorry, I'll hire you. Need no indication that very soon we are going to call you, old lady. Oh, my. A scary papa. And then one day, the flower will just drop. And when it drops, you will stand before judgment. And God will judge you. God will judge me. Oh, yeah, me baby, some coffee, bro. Media Juma share one, sir. Media Juma share one, sir. Me ma, we didn't me payao. And I'm a ma, when ne. And yeah, what casa will be at. Nobody disputes it. At the end of the year, the Lord will judge you. It is only if you're not one mad, the dude one, when you're not. And my name, Kata, when you don't be dazed with what you have. Please. Don't be confused about your beauty. You know, I'm a beautiful girl. Madina Koyade, cast a pack a beji cream for pussy. I see a journey. Yeah, journey. I yase. It didn't am see the bia yam Bible for Tai Wukunachi. And grow for dear, say, you know, way. Sin is on the way to hell, to burn in hellfire. Seriously talking to you. Shia bemen when yam for kama. Misenka wedi and fair jamai in susono. O tumuntin time. Na wo bia wo bae jamai bia se jamai ne ba. Attention in on fine yajuma. Fakwa no kureda on fanto. Ubi munu send a hope. Adwama mi hu. Jain se unu no. Sorry me. Me se. Minya sofo anka meko alabasta. Me pehevi ni biyako. Munga no kwenye njireme. Kayesu wansa njireme. Yeah, Babro Kanuwa. Acts chapter 8 verse 35. I'll close with that. Acts 8, 35. Listen to the word of the Lord. Acts chapter 8 verse number 35. The Bible said, Na Philip ujina euradia samoso. Ujina kire kron kron so. Na waka Yesu. And wansa mchire Philip ni Ethiopia ni no. But then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture. They did not just talk. It was based on scripture. The Bible said he preached unto him Jesus. Not nonsense. Jesus. Not. You see, Christianity is not about a thing. Christianity is a relationship. A relationship. And so I want to ask you, what is your relationship with Jesus? Jesus. We don't just come to church. It's all about Jesus. Jesus. The Son of God, the Lamb of God, Jesus. Yesu. Yesu. Me jinidi. Me jinibo wono krono Christo Yesua. Weye radinidi. One wade unkrunkrun ne nyinsen. Wabebnu Maria wono wohunaman. Woponto Pilato. Ebles wabono famasenia. Okunu wosieno. Ne nansa suana. Oh, sorry, if you form cause a horn will be frabby what you say for any year with four temidi won't crunkroni Christo for Safa crunkroa, a woman, na young crun, ya tifu woman, young kofa, major bonifafri, major when I'm sorry, a major down qua it. Jesus! One American asem. Yes. I'm talking about Christ. And I'm some bonnie and manica see and will you ya yaman in tea and I'm some bonnet in a call me moody and sunti and some sir many chiboni who be as I'm sent coming, let me chai bonny and I'm a yamajin quadi a crama trasia munamane a woman in tea mummy be woman the nigeria but I am waka say and radi so when I'm a tea asemma wunami woman mao nami huna manemi mao me tea so me woo me ya wutia yesu was some America Jesus. Yasa for no tripeja for no kwama for no and sanctuary for no dear me with a boto na me with a ho na me abemu bua dear me tinene me tinasem me tinhunyum na etenya me I'm still talking about Jesus. Yes. Yes, dear Mikunu Jame, me yiri jame. Now what the yabe shema kume mwa mi pejame ni ehem me ponwa mi hunu Christo Yesua. What then is me mutiane so eyem pata de maadasa. Jesus me wasem na make. Pejan sa chile no me mumpai. I sing one of the songs of Nathaniel Bassey. Jesus, the Son of God, I believe in you. I believe in you. I believe in Jesus, the Son of God, come on. Jesus, the Son of God, I believe. I believe. Sing it for the last time. Jesus, the Son of God.
Jesus, the Son of God.
I believe in you. Our two hands are lifted up. And we want to talk to the Lord. Just like the sinner on the cross said, when you come into your kingdom, Lord, remember me. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, this day, you will be with me in paradise. Can you lift your voice and speak to the Lord? Wherever you are weak, ask him to strengthen you. Yeah, wherever you are not vigilant, ask him to make you wise as a serpent and vigilant and alert. He is coming again. What about you? But here, Bobby, that's how I see you. No, yes, you need an answer. Can you hear Kwanso? He is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Christ, I'm talking about Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Lamb of God, the bread of life, the serpent that was lifted in the wilderness. The Bible said, and everybody who gazes on him shall not perish. As the serpent was lifted in the wilderness, even so will I, the Son of God, be lifted up. Everybody that believes in him. Hallelujah. If you don't know Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, this morning will be a very wonderful moment for you to dedicate your heart to Christ. You may even be in church. You may even be one of my people in uniform and not know Jesus. Salvation is a personal thing. Your right hand is on your chest. Say, dear Lord, forgive me of all my sins. This morning, I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. I'm a child of God. Father, I pray for everybody who prayed that prayer. I'm asking your hand of blessing upon your children, that when you appear in your glorious kingdom, but even as we are on earth, we are the salt of the earth, the light of the world, and ambassadors for the kingdom of Jesus Christ. I give you thanks, a faithful God. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Let your hand still remain on your heart. I want us to sing the national anthem and pray for this nation in this very perilous times. May God grant my president leadership. And may God grant the citizenry willingness. Because we can have leadership. But in the day of his power, if his people are not willing, play the national anthem.
Are we fine? Stretch your hands on this flag and pray for Ghana for me. I'm asking intercession for this nation. Come on. Pray for my president. Hallelujah. Father, I am asking in the name of Jesus that your goodness will spread forth over this nation. Be gracious and kind to us. In Jesus' precious name. Now I commend your people to you, to the word of your grace, that is able to build them up and to give them an inheritance in Christ Jesus. I'm asking your hand of favor and your hand of blessing in Jesus' precious name. You are a wonder. Be exalted and be magnified. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tessano Worship Center near Tessano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.